And the roundtables continue here at Mullen & Mullen Personal Injury Law Ticket Stock 2023. Next hour, we've got Daryl Moose Johnston with us.
Moose.
We've got Mike Bone later on. We've got the Ticket Time Wasters, of course, this evening will wrap things up. This is going to be interesting. At 5 o'clock, we're going to go to the Stars game. And so for the final 30 or 45 minutes here on the roundtables, it won't be broadcast on the ticket. It'll only be broadcast here in the Plano Center. So we're going to tell ticket stories.
Oh, no.
The stories that we can't tell on the air. So
oh,
if
no.
you're here at the Plano
They'll
Center,
bring your kids.
You will hear those stories. So it's a little bonus for the P1s who will be here in person at the Plano Center. By the way, it's free to get in. We've got the AMAs going on. I think our Musers AMA is at 3:30 in one of the side rooms. Taco eating contest, courtesy Desperados, coming up.
Tacos.
I believe this is, if my math is correct, and it's probably not, our 28th ticket stock. Even though the ticket is 29 and we're now in our 30th year, we didn't have one during the pandemic, and we did not have one our very first year. The first ticket stock was our second year.
95, January of 95.
Didn't we do a virtual thing?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
We did do virtual AMAs.
Didn't I inadvertently tweet out a picture of
Yeah, there were people
the
popping on
something?
Our,
yeah.
Yep.
We had
yep.
P1s logged in.
Yes, that's right.
On our Zoom or whatever.
So does that count as a ticket stock or?
I'm going to say no.
Because
we weren't gathered.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So you don't count LeBron's bubble title? Same thing. It was a very similar thing.
Yeah, but they were in person at least. They were playing the games in person.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'm going to count that one, but I won't count the virtual ticket stock. So this is our 28th. Most of them have been in this building.
Yep.
We had our first one at the Convention Center downtown Dallas. Our second one at that now defunct Mesquite Mall.
Town East?
Not Town
no,
East.
No, Big Town.
Big Town?
Big Town,
Big
yeah.
Town, yeah.
Then we went back to the Convention Center, then mainly at the Plano Center after that with a few years out in Irving.
We went back to Dallas for the 20th year of the ticket.
Yes.
We did
yes.
Dallas again.
That's right.
Yeah. And then Irving, and then now back to Plano.
We had the story this week of the four human beings who have attended every Super Bowl. Norma Hunt, the widow of Lamar. She's been to all 57. She's the only woman. And then these three friends who are still going, they've been to all 57 Super Bowls. They were featured in a Visa commercial. And they said that now that face value is $3,500 for a Super Bowl ticket, it's getting really difficult for them to keep this tradition up. George had the great suggestion. The NFL ought to comp those three guys' seats every year.
Yeah, how could they not do that?
They should fly them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Put them up, buy them the tickets.
Yes.
Take care of them.
Well, when it first started, that Super Bowl ticket was what, about $10?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now it's about $3,500.
Isn't that amazing?
It's crazy.
Yeah, so I wonder if there's anybody, is there a group, they call themselves the Every Super Bowl group. Is there someone who's been to every single ticket stock? Not a ticket employee.
I bet Sideshow Bob has.
Maybe. Yeah, he was here yesterday.
Did I see him today?
I'd like to identify
those
people.
We should let him
people.
In for free.
Yeah.
Yes.
For the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll take care of him. Yeah, but
that's interesting. I wonder.
There's got to be somebody, right? Because it's not 57 years. It's 28 of them.
Yeah. I bet there's a few. Mexican Junior, maybe?
Maybe.
Is he around?
The P1 Copenhagen
okay.
room people would know.
Yeah.
Is that what he... Oh, okay.
So $3,500 for a Super Bowl ticket. Have you guys ever gone way out of your comfort zone for an entertainment ticket for either a concert or a game?
There was the Super Bowl when we were in Houston that year, and I made the stupid promise to my kids that if the Carolina Panthers went to the Super Bowl, I'd take them, because what are the chances? And sure enough, Jake Delhomme took him to the Super Bowl. And back then, so that was 2003 or 2004.
Yeah, yeah. I was working at the Bone, and I drove down to Houston, and I roomed with you in the Houston Super Bowl Hotel.
Yeah, and I spent the entire week trying to find somebody. I knew some contacts with the Cowboys and the NFL, and I was able to get them at face value, and I do believe face value then was $500 apiece.
Okay.
And I got them for face value for tickets, five tickets. So, yeah, that's $2,500.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And that seemed just outrageously stupid.
Think about, for five tickets now, it would cost you almost $20,000.
Right. And that's, and okay, so that was when my youngest was too little to go to the game, so he didn't go. He stayed with my sister. And I promised him that if the Cowboys ever go back, I'll take him. But now it's going to cost us more just for us two to go
right.
than it did for five of us to go, or but four of us to go.
You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I'm good on that one probably, yeah. He was starting to get his hopes up this year.
What about for a concert? Dan, I don't really know much about your musical tastes. You don't go to many concerts, do you?
No, I don't like concerts.
Yeah, I didn't think you did. So you wouldn't pay a lot for a concert ticket?
No. But I would pay, if I go somewhere, I will try to get really good seats because I don't go to 5-10 concerts a year. I'll
right.
go to one. And so I will find the best seats. The Steve Martin, I sat pretty
oh, right.
pretty down low on that Steve Martin show.
You had way better seats than we did.
Because we don't do anything ever. So let's spend the money now for this and make it real cool.
You were like third row or fifth row?
We were pretty close, yeah.
Yeah.
We could see Steve Martin. And Martin Short.
How much was that, if you don't mind me asking?
Ballpark. Total probably 500 or so. 500 or 600 total.
For
I can't
two?
Remember. Yeah. I can't it, recall.
Is it that corporations are buying most of the great seats at NBA games courtside where it's $1,000 a night, or the Super Bowl where it's minimum $3,500 and some of the secondary market seats are $8,000, $10,000?
I think the corporations are only about Super Bowl. Like, I think if you wanted to go and sit really close at an NBA game, you're going to have to pay a lot of money, but you can do it. Like, you can't do it at the Super Bowl because
yeah.
they're, you know, buying those tickets. I remember it was a while back. Prince was at the Dallas Convention Center.
That's right.
And we paid like $250 a ticket. And it was a long time ago, and I thought that's the most I will ever even dream about paying for a concert. But then this is not even a concert. This is just like when we went to Vegas one time and you don't want to stand in the line and you want to pretend to be like a baller and you have to get a table. So I did this myself, had to buy a little section at the club in Vegas. And it was, after everything was together, it was about
$2,100.
Damn. And I was hurting. And I made sure every single drop of that alcohol was used. Like, I'm getting the most out of this. I'm not leaving until the thing closes. I'm drinking everything that's out there. Everything. That hurt. And everybody says, you know, they don't know, and they're just going crazy. And I just the whole signing the receipt in my head was just, I was just playing it over and over again. Like, what am I doing?
Was it worth it? So Prince.
Yes. No. The Prince concert, yeah. The Vegas thing is never worth it.
No,
of course not. It's really dumb. They have a hold of me, though, and I can't get out of it. But that's the biggest ripoff in the history of everything.
So sports tickets, more than concert tickets, I think. We talk about inflation all the time these last couple of years and how eggs are going up and milk and everything. But nothing has gone up like a sports ticket over the last 20. Sports tickets have been experiencing inflation for 25 years,
yep.
right?
Yep.
More than anything I can think.
And there's no stopping it either.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
Because people keep buying them.
I need to find those old Cowboy tickets like when we first moved to town in the early 80s. And I want to say face value is $15 for lower level seats at Texas Stadium.
Wow.
That ticket now is $500,
but you have to pay
$475,
$100 to park.
Yeah,
you're
not even getting anything. You just pull your car into a parking lot that's doing nothing, and you have to pay $100.
Yeah,
and then concessions if you're going to eat
another
or drink.
Thing about inflation.
Yeah,
yeah, it used to be concessions.
And there's nothing you can do. Like,
ridiculous.
Can you still bring in outside? Like, you can bring outside food to the. I remember going to the ballpark, and you can bring whatever you wanted in. Not alcohol.
Right.
We tried to do that one time and got busted. But you can bring food or whatever so you can save money. But can you do that at AT&T Stadium? Does anyone know? Can you bring your own sausages?
So. I don't think so.
No?
Bag of spaghetti?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like something Jerry would allow.
Bag of beans?
If he knew that he could sell
you
food.
He just sees money going in those lunch pails or whatever you're bringing in.
Is he truly, truly concerned? Like, he has the money for your parking. He has the money for your ticket. Is he truly concerned about selling $7 beers?
Oh, I thought you were going to say about winning.
No.
That's why I said no.
No, because he knows he can get it. And is it 7? I thought it was...
No, it may be more. I don't know.
I think it's like 10. Isn't it?
And 7's a water.
Who's the person that married beer and sporting events? Like, there are some people that can't watch a sporting event live.
Cavemen.
Without having beer. It's like you can't go 2.5 hours because everyone complains about the cost, and I understand it. It's really high. But you don't have to buy it.
No.
You can go drink in your car before.
You also don't have to gamble on the game.
Why do you have to bring that up?
Because you're just saying who married that, and it's as if you're criticizing
those. Why do we have to put something at it?
Criticizing those who drink at every game, and you're the guy who.
But I'm saying I'm not complaining about the gambling part. Hey, it is what it is.
I mean, you're not spending your money on beer.
Of course not.
You're spending it on
the over-under between Washington and Minnesota.
And that makes you could double your money occasionally, whereas the beer, you never double.
I have an opportunity to win when I do mine. Only thing the other person drinking beer is going to have to do is go pee.
Have you bet the WNBA yet?
No, but I will this coming up season.
I think you need to.
Because you challenged me.
Because the season isn't going on now?
No, I don't think it's starting. Now.
But we have a couple of puck plays today.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Would you like to let us in? No, because that'll
Someone
move the line,
comment.
And I don't appreciate
And I don't appreciate
I don't
that.
Want them moving the line.
How about the XFL?
I don't even check to see if that's available. But if it is, I'm all in on Seattle.
Yeah, it's up.
Is it? Mm-hmm. How do you know?
Well, because that's part of the big deal is they're going to have, like, when they put the graphic up, they'll show you what the line is.
That's right.
Who told you?
Well, he's a guy now that he's a great gambler. He's great.
Nothing but winners for me. I know how to bet. I won in Arizona. I won over $100.
I did, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I've given all that back, though.
They're feeding each other's problem right now.
Yeah.
Talking about how easy it is to win.
So Donovan may have a problem because he's been hanging out with Norm too long. Norm has affected you, hasn't he?
In what way?
Gambling.
Yes.
Have we done better? Okay, if this is the crypto side of the room, have we done better with crypto than they have with gambling?
Yes. I don't know, man. Yeah. I've had winners lately.
Are you up?
Well, it depends.
Sure.
It depends when you got into crypto. If you got in a year ago, no. If you got in 5 years ago, yes.
Yeah.
I'm up 300 in the last three sports bets that I've made. Last week, and then betting the Eagles, which, by the way, I cannot find that ticket.
I've got it.
You sure?
Yeah, and there's only one ticket, right?
Yeah, there's only one ticket.
I've got it.
All right, we
got
to mail that in so we can get our millions.
And, I don't see anything about
Kansas winning the basketball tournament last year.
That's right.
That got me a 150 payout.
What is our payout for the Eagles?
I think it's $110.
Damn.
Right. You guys can retire right now.
Yes.
We are going to retire.
$110. Mm-hmm. I don't see anything about the XFL.
It's got to be up there. Because that was part of the deal in that article the other day, that they're really all in on talking about gambling during the broadcast.
Yeah, you can bet it.
Yeah, come on.
So stars, huh, tonight?
So the beauty of ticket stock is that it's not $3,500 a person to get in.
Free.
Ticket stock is free.
Free.
Did anybody here pay anything to get in? No.
Nope.
Oh, okay, a few people. Well, that's okay. It's mostly free. And so thank you all for being here. It's going to be free the rest of the evening. We've got DJ Moose Johnston up here in about 30 minutes. We've got the Time Wasters later tonight. Ticket stock rolls on with a roundtable lineup change next.